Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Do you give gifts online? Some companies are making it easier than ever. Hello, listeners. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. This is Bill Quinn. Today is October 23rd, 2013. Thanks for coming back for day three of Newsworthy Clips. And I've got bad news. I had to fire Hazel and Josh. I just was not satisfied with them. I've hired some new Newsworthy Clips panelists, Campbell Chong and Catherine Huff.
Hi, Bill.
It's good to be here.
Pressure's on. Expectations.
And I'm just kidding, listeners. I didn't fire Josh and Hazel. They're fine. They still work here. They actually had to head out and do a couple of skits and take care of some things. So I've got Campbell and Catherine here, which is just as good.
That's right.
Great to have you. Yeah. Now, we are talking about social gifting. And it is on page 34 in your Advanced magazine. And what is social gifting, Campbell?
Social gifting is a new trend. It's about giving gifts through social media.
All right. Now, we're saying gifts maybe on Facebook or using some other websites, right?
That's right. Facebook. And today we're going to be seeing that a bunch of new companies are cropping up that are trying to meet the needs of this social gifting trend.
Have you done this?
I have, actually.
Yeah.
It's pretty convenient. In the past, Facebook used to just give you notifications. It would say it's someone so-and-so's birthday, write a note on their wall, right? Mm-hmm. But now it's not just write a note on their wall. It's send them a gift.
Yeah. All right. Now, when you send a gift, give me an example. What kind of gift do you send them?
Okay. So, for example, about a month ago, it was my friend's birthday, and a notification popped up on my Facebook, and it said, it's so-and-so's birthday. Send them a gift. And so I clicked on it, and then it gave you options. So it was a gift certificate to Starbucks. It was another gift certificate to some other company. I ended up giving the gift certificate to Starbucks, and you just click on it, and you do the transaction right there. You don't actually leave Facebook, but you pay for the gift right there. They send the gift through Facebook. He receives it through Facebook. So it's all done within Facebook.
Okay. Now, where is the person?
The person is in America, in the United States.
That's what I figured, because as I was researching this article, I thought, well, this is pretty good for people who are a long distance away.
Right. Yeah. So I think it's definitely changed the way we give gifts and makes things more convenient.
Yeah.
But I guess also in a way, though, it kind of takes away that one-on-one interaction, too.
Okay. All right. Catherine, what about you? Have you done this?
I actually haven't. Like Campbell just said, I felt that it did take away the personal touch, the interaction, so I've stayed away from it so far.
All right, but you have bought things online.
Yes, okay. I have. I've bought things and I usually send them to myself and then send them along to the person.
Okay. Yeah, because as Campbell was talking, I was thinking about my own experience of buying things for other people that I will buy my parents maybe gift certificates to restaurants or gift cards to certain restaurants that they like. And what I have done is I will go to the website of the restaurant. I can order it online, and then that is either delivered to them either by the mail to their home, or in some cases it can actually be delivered to their email, and they can just print out the gift certificate at home. And so those are extra steps. What I'm doing are extra steps, and what Catherine is doing is they're extra steps compared to what you were doing.
Right. Yeah. I think what you guys are doing is still considered social gifting, but here it's just strictly straight through Facebook. So there's no actually leaving, going to any other website. I guess these companies are connecting with Facebook, and it's a form of advertising for them.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So there are some benefits to this, some advantages. We'll talk about that as we go through this article. So turn to page 34, and we'll split our reading up into three sections. The first reading will be the left column.
Social gifting boom spawns dozens of companies. Buying a birthday present for a friend? Forget the wrapping paper and bow. This is the age of social gifting, and all you need is a Facebook account and mobile application. The latest buzz in e-commerce is a new category of business that lets people give gifts on social networks or through texting or email. Dozens of social gifting companies have cropped up since 2011, promising to make giving gifts easier for consumers and drive more sales for retailers. And it's not just a startup fad. Facebook and Amazon each launched gifting features last year. "It's been a land rush in the gift-giving space," said John Poisson, founder of online gift-giving service Wantful. "This is a massive business opportunity."
Okay, the title of this newsworthy clip, Catherine?
Well, the title is Social Gifting Boom Spawns Dozens of Companies.
Spawns.
Spawns. It means kind of to expand, to create more. So this boom has created dozens and dozens of companies for social gifting.
Give birth to?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So this is something that's it's a new trend that's sweeping through the internet. And how do we start our reading?
Well, it says buying a birthday present for a friend. Forget the wrapping paper and bow. So it's, as I was saying earlier, the idea of you need a birthday gift. What are you going to do? Well, in the past, you'd have to go to the store, buy something, wrap it up with the wrapping paper, maybe put a bow on it, and then deliver it. Now you can forget all that. You don't need to do any of that. You can just do it all online.
This article is making me realize that I am unbelievably old-fashioned because I love wrapping presents and delivering gifts to people.
I do too, actually.
Makes me sad.
You enjoy it.
I do. I do. I love Christmas time and, you know, or birthdays and just wrapping up a gift, taking the time to do it and sending it.
Well, there's something in that, what you just said, because then you realize that this process is not just about the recipient of the gift. It's there's two parties involved.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, and I think it does make it less personal. You know, I think it goes back to the idea of, like, you know, emails, right? And people saying, "Oh, I love receiving real handwritten letters now." You know, I feel like there's that personal touch that's kind of gone a little bit.
Yeah. Because it shows you're taking the time to do something, and whenever we're so busy these days, it really means a lot to just take some time for people, I think.
Mhm. Yeah. I was seeing that first sentence, wrapping paper and bow. I was thinking also of, you know, if I want a card even, just to get a card, I have to go to the card store. Mm-hmm. If I want to give somebody a card and I have to go walk over to the store, stand there, look at it, look at many.
You're faced with about 100 choices
look at many.
There.
Buy it, not cheap, and write something and then actually deliver it to the person. So there is some effort in that. But of course, if you really want to do it, you will. And you enjoy the process.
Right.
Yeah. So, all right. This is the age, though, of social gifting. And all you need is what?
All you need is Facebook, a Facebook account, and mobile application. So I think it's interesting. I mean, Facebook really has changed our lives, right? And now we're talking about social gifting. Mm-hmm. So it's just giving gifts straight through social media.
Yeah. It's this one little aspect of our life, but it is something that is there. We all do it sometime or other. It's the latest buzz.
That's right. The latest buzz in e-commerce. And it's a new category of business that lets people give gifts on social networks or through texting or email.
Even texting.
Yeah. I don't know how that works.
I'm not sure how that works through texting, but somehow you can do it.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So like I said at the beginning, I had done it through email. I was able to arrange this through email. I don't know how you do it through texting.
Well, I think it's the same idea. You just send a text, and it's got a link on it. You click on the link. I mean, now with smartphones, you click on the link, and you receive whatever gift that they've sent you.
Okay. Yeah, it might be sending just the link through texting. So, all right, now, next paragraph.
Well, it says, dozens of social gifting companies have cropped up since 2011. So, again, we're talking about this new category of business, social gifting. And to meet this new need, there are new companies that are cropping up. And cropping up means that they're just showing up.
Okay. All right. Does that come from farming? Crop up?
Yeah, I think so. They might be talking about, you know, when the crops grow quite quickly.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So then when the corn is growing up to be tall, it's cropping up, it's growing quickly. This is just in the last couple of years, since 2011. And they promised to make giving gifts easier for consumers and do what else?
Well, it wants to drive more sales for retailers. And a retailer is just a person, shop, or a business that sells things to people.
Okay. All right. And I could see that. For instance, Campbell mentioned at the top of the program how he had used Facebook to give a gift of a Starbucks certificate. Mm-hmm. That was just one transaction.
Right.
But, you know, that is just a slight increase in sales for them that maybe they would not have experienced without this platform.
Right. And, I mean, it just makes things – it's a lot more convenient. You know, in the past, it'd be like you forget someone's birthday and then you'd realize last minute, oh, my goodness, today is Bill's birthday. What am I going to do? I don't have time to run out to the store. Let me just go on Facebook and click a few buttons and there you go. I hadn't forgotten. You know?
Especially here you are in Taipei and your friend's in New York.
Right.
That easily could have passed without you even knowing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But because of Facebook, it showed up. Mm-hmm. Birthday today. Campbell's like, do something. Spend money.
Right.
Whereas maybe in the past, 5 years ago, it might have just passed.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think it's just interesting because in the past, you know, you'd actually have this physical thing that you're touching, you're holding. There's actually money, cash being transferred.
Yeah.
Now it's done completely digital. You don't see anything. It's just button, button, click, 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 and there's this thing, and you've purchased something.
Okay. All right. Now, who's involved in this?
Well, we see that two companies that we've talked about before, Facebook and Amazon, both are involved.
Okay, they both launched their gifting features. And also, it's not just for startups, right?
Mm-mm.
We see it's not a startup fad.
That's right. And a fad is just something that is very popular for a short period of time. But a fad, they're not usually they don't last very long most of the time. So I think that the fact that Facebook and Amazon have gotten involved shows that social gifting is something that is becoming more popular, could last longer.
Right, and when we're talking about startups, we're just talking about small new companies that are just beginning, but we see that Facebook and Amazon, they're not startups. They're pretty established companies, and they are very involved in the social gifting area.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, in the next paragraph, we hear from a founder of one of the startup firms that's in this business.
Yes, he's John Poisson, founder of online gifting service Wantful. He says it's been a land rush in the gift-giving space. Now, when we talk about land rush, this is referring back in history when people used to rush to claim land. And I think if the gold rush, where people are rushing in, they're going to some place and they're trying to take advantage of something new that's cropped up.
Okay. All right. He says gift-giving space. What's that?
That's right. Well, this is just the area of commerce where people are giving or buying gifts for other people.
Yeah. I just underlined that simply because it's a different way of wording something. Instead of using the word segment or niche, he is using space. And there is this narrow space, this narrow segment where there is a need for this. He says it's a massive business opportunity. Time will tell if it is massive or huge, gigantic. We'll see what happens over the next couple of years. Okay, let's get into our next reading.
But some say the fad will be short-lived. The reason people like giving and receiving gifts, critics say, is the excitement of unwrapping something and the personal connection of a meaningful exchange. Gifting hasn't proven itself in any meaningful way, said Sukarita Milpuru, a retail analyst with Forrester Research. I don't think that anyone is giving this in lieu of real gifts in person. Leora Avaton said social gifting companies are more aligned with consumers' shopping habits. I'm doing everything online already, she said. Avaton, 27, uses Rapp, a Sweden-based app. She relies on Rapp's automated birthday notifications to remind her when to buy for her friends and family.
Okay, the previous reading had said, well, this is not just a startup fad. There are some big companies involved, Facebook and Amazon, in this social gifting. Now we see some contrarian or opposite opinions.
That's right. It says that the fad might be short-lived. It might go out of style quickly. The reason people like giving and receiving gifts is because it's so exciting when you get to unwrap something or see someone's excitement after you give them something.
Well, as we were listening to the reading, you had kind of nodded in agreement.
I did.
Because it's something you enjoy. Both of those, right?
Yeah, I do. I love giving gifts, and especially knowing when I've bought something that my family will really like. It makes me happy to see them thrilled to get it. But on the other hand, I do like the surprise of receiving a gift. I like figuring out what's inside.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. I personally love giving gifts as well. I love taking the time to, you know, find that perfect gift and something that I know the person will love. You know, I've been known to even make notes as I go through the year. Like people say, oh, you know, I really want one of these or I really like one of these. And I make notes, you know. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, the busier I get, then the less time I actually have to go buy these gifts. So sometimes I do resort to convenient things as social gifting to just make it seem like I didn't forget.
Mm. Okay. All right. Well, there's a limit. There's only so much time and attention that you have, and you need to devote that to the people who are the closest, you are closest to.
Right.
Such as your wife and daughter and maybe your family then. And as you go out further out in the circle, then it's like, well, you know, there's only so much time.
Yeah.
So. All right. In the next paragraph, we hear from a retail analyst.
That's right. Sucharita Molpuru, who works for research, says that gifting hasn't proven itself in any meaningful way. Molpuru doesn't think that anyone is giving gifts in lieu of real gifts in person. And so in lieu of here means instead of.
Okay. So Sucharita is not completely sold on this idea. Maybe, and says, well, doesn't see it as overtaking real gift giving and is unsure if it will be sustainable as far as a profitable business model on any great scale.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I think that social gifting would be great for maybe friends that I need to get a gift for, but I don't see them often enough to get them a super, super meaningful gift. So it's a quick thing. I like that. So.
Okay. Next, then, we actually hear from a consumer, a user, right?
That's right. Her name is Leora Avaton, and she said that social gifting companies are more aligned with consumer shopping habits. And if you are aligned with something, you agree with or you support it. So social gifting is aligned with their habits, meaning that it just goes along with what we're doing already. Many people already shop online.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I think that's a good point, too, because if you already are doing a lot of shopping online, then maybe this does fit in with what you're doing. If you aren't, I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know if it's going to make you jump into this all of a sudden.
Yeah, I think if you are shopping online, it's just an extension of that, right? Instead, and as I said earlier, you don't actually have to go to a separate website. You're already on Facebook. You don't ever leave Facebook. It's just an extension of your activity on Facebook.
Yeah. Okay. And that's also part of the design by Amazon and Facebook. The more that they can provide, they want you staying there. And if they can keep you online – and then again, that goes back to their advertising revenue. The longer they can keep you on their platform, the better for them. And by providing this thing that you can just use right there real quickly and easily, that keeps you there. You don't leave the site.
Yeah.
Now, in our first reading, we had heard about a gifting service called Wantful. Now, we see here that Leora Avaton uses another gifting service.
Yes, she uses Rapp, which is a Sweden-based app, so something on the mobile phone, and she relies on Rapp's automated birthday notifications to remind her when to buy for her friends and family.
All right. Now, do you use a birthday notification app?
I do not. I use Facebook, unfortunately. And I mean, on my Outlook calendar, I do put people's birthdays, so notifications will crop up sometimes.
Okay.
I don't use a birthday notification either. I'm quite good at remembering small details, so I've got most of it up
here. When's
my
birthday?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe for my family. I just know my family's. When's my birthday, Campbell?
It was recent.
Yes,
right?
It was.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, we'll talk about this during the break here, and you guys can plan on when to exchange gifts. Let's have our final reading.
Rap hit 1 million users 14 months after launching. Faster growth than Pinterest or Twitter. Not everyone is a fan. Critics say social gifting companies have reduced gift giving to another form of advertising, stripping the sentiment from it. Greg Spector, chief marketing officer for Rap, said the app was never meant to replace the intimacy of gift giving with someone special. I wouldn't use this to give my wife an anniversary gift, he said. That's just not what this is for.
Okay, Bill Quinn here with Catherine Huff and Campbell Chong. We're wrapping up newsworthy clips, and we are talking about social gifting, the new thing on online shopping, for not just shopping for yourself, but how to give gifts to your friends. And we've learned about some companies here, some startups, Oneful in the beginning we learned in our first reading, and then also there's Rap, a Sweden-based application, and they've been pretty successful, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. It says that Rap hit 1 million users only 14 months after it launched, which is faster growth than Pinterest or Twitter, which I find amazing, actually.
All right, well, yeah, Pinterest and Twitter grew very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
When I read this, as far as their growth, is the growth, okay, obviously there's usage there. People find this a helpful application. But is it also such growth, is it a credit to just the proliferation of gadgets and phones and the proliferation of Facebook? I mean, simply because are there more users overall today? So, of course, any new website that's popular is going to have such great growth. They're going to outpace previous models.
That's true. I mean, a lot of times people just sign up or download these apps because they're new. Mm-hmm. And so they may be on it, but they might not use it right away.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Because I've read many tech articles, and I'm constantly reading about, this great new app, XYZ app, it had 1 million users in its first 2 months. And I'm thinking, well, what's really going on there?
Right.
Are these active users, or is it just something that, people are just signing up?
And also, is it being maintained, right? You know, you might gain 1 million users, but then a few months later, you lose 1 million users. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know plenty of game apps where everyone is playing, and then a few weeks later, no one is playing. And usually I'm at the tail end of that trend, and I'm like, oh, great, everybody's playing. And then 2 days later, no one's playing with me.
Campbell.
All right, well, some people really do like these, but as we see in line 30,
not everyone is a fan. Critics say social gifting companies have reduced gift gifting to another form of advertising, stripping the sentiment from it.
Stripping the sentiment.
Well, if you strip something, it means that you get rid of it. And the sentiment is the feelings behind it. So they're taking away the feelings from giving gifts to people you care about.
Yeah, we've said that, right? Mm-hmm. It's not personal.
Yeah. Yeah, it's different. It's a whole different thing. So Greg Spector, the chief marketing officer for Rap, he said what?
He said that the app was never meant to replace the intimacy of gift giving with someone special. So this is not intended maybe for those people that you're very, very close with. Maybe it's more for friends or acquaintances.
Yeah. And in fact, he explains it with a quote that finishes our reading.
He says, I wouldn't use this to give my wife an anniversary gift. That's a good idea, Greg. Good idea.
That might get you into a lot of trouble.
That's just not what this is for. And I'm envisioning Campbell using wrap to give his wife, Linda, a gift for their anniversary.
Yeah.
And then I'm picturing Linda like hitting him over the head with something or not. Actually, Linda's not violent like that.
No,
Linda would just
not
speak to him for about a month.
Yeah, no. Actually, my wife, thankfully, she's not as into the whole, you know, you have to give me something. I mean, I love giving gifts, so I do try to remember our anniversary as much as possible. But, you know, my wife, she has a lot of grace for that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good. So there is a certain limit here. That's what Greg Spector's saying, right? There's a limit to the circle, how big it can get.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think that this will ever take over giving personal gifts, but
yeah,
it's a good idea for now, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. We face unique challenges living so far away from many of our family members and relatives.
Sure.
So I think there is, again, there is a space for this, as John Poisson said in our first reading. There is a space for it. Some people do have a certain need, especially this distance thing.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I think there might be a limit.
Right. I mean, also, I think it also depends on the person, right? I think, for example, if my friend uses a lot of e-readers, I will buy them an e-book, you mm-hmm. know, and I think that can be very personal. And I think it just depends on the person.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that's absolutely true. A lot of times my grandparents will give me an Amazon gift card because they know how much I read. Mm-hmm. And whenever I get that from them, I don't see it as impersonal. I see it as they know I am a bookworm and I want books, so, yeah.
Okay, good. All right, now I believe that is Greg Spector up there at the top right of the top mm-hmm. right corner, right? Picture of him.
Yes, that is him.
All right, so, well, listeners, thanks for being here for all 3 days of Newsworthy Clips. Come on back. We'll see you next time. Till then, this is Bill.
Campbell.
Catherine.
Saying goodbye.
Goodbye.